Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Last week, the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, announced an expansion of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, CFAP. The updates include the reopening of CFAP 2.0, additional payments for eligible cattle and row crop producers, and the processing of payments for certain applications filed as part of the CFAP additional assistance. Notably, USDA is implementing an increase in CFAP 1.0 payment rates for cattle based on the number of cattle in inventory between April 16, 2020 and May 14, 2020. The NDSA pushed hard for the enhanced payments to address inequities and limitations in the original program. Now, producers with approved CFAP 1.0 applications will automatically receive payments at the following rates. Feeder cattle, less than 600 pounds, $7 per head. Feeder cattle, 600 pounds or more, $25.50 per head. Slaughter cattle, fed cattle, $63 per head. Slaughter cattle, mature cattle, $14.75 per head. All other cattle, $17.25 per head. Eligible producers do not need to submit a new CFAP 1.0 application form or take any action. Only those who previously applied for CFAP 1.0 are eligible to receive this payment. The USDA announced last week that it does not intend to move forward with a final rule on radio frequency identification, RFID, use in animal disease traceability, as drafted by the Trump administration. The proposed rulemaking was available for comment from July to October 2020 and was among the ongoing regulatory processes frozen by the Biden administration in January. The NDSA commented on the rule, citing its animal disease traceability policy, which, among other things, calls on the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, to address the industry costs, technology, confidentiality, and performance concerns before requiring changes to the ADT program. The announcement states that APHIS will use the existing rulemaking process for future action related to this proposal, and clarifies that all current APHIS-approved methods of identification may be used as official identification until further notice. Additionally, the notice clarifies that APHIS continues to believe that RFID tags will provide the cattle industry with the best protection against the rapid spread of animal diseases, and will therefore continue to encourage the use of RFID tags while the rulemaking is pending. The 2021 North Dakota brand record is now available from the NDSA. The new 688-page book contains information about the more than 19,000 brands renewed during North Dakota's recent brand renewal period. To purchase a copy of the Perfect Bound book or its electronic version, stop by the NDSA office or mail a check to the NDSA at 407 South 2nd Street, Bismarck, 58504. The book costs $60 if it is picked up, or $66.50, which includes shipping and handling, if it is mailed. The electronic version of the book on a flash drive is available for $6 if it is picked up, or $7.50, which includes shipping and handling, if it is mailed. The prices include the initial book or flash drive, as well as 5 annual supplements, which will be mailed as soon after January 1st of each year as possible. If you are looking to add or complete a North Dakota brand book collection, the NDSA also has the 2006, 2011, and 2016 brand records available for purchase. Call 701-223-2522 for more information about these editions. The April issue of the North Dakota Stockman will hit mailboxes shortly, but there is still time to advertise in the May-June 2021 issue of the North Dakota Stockman. The North Dakota Stockman is an award-winning, full-color magazine that features industry news, production, management, and health tips, along with advertisements. The advertising deadline is April 15th. For rates and more information, contact Elizabeth at 701-223-2522. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Easter.